Welcome to Blind Abilities. I'm Jeff Thompson. I had a chance the other day to sit down with Antoinette Walker, a.k.a. Young Ant, a local rap artist who happens to be blind. Her lyrics and music send a message of such positivity and shine such a bright light on such an area that has been considered so dark, blindness. Antoinette talks about her district, where the TBIs helped her cope and gave her some skills and confidence. She also talks about, as a transition age student, how she's utilizing state services for the blind in Minnesota to leverage her future, setting her goals, and creating a roadmap towards success. Without further ado, here's Antoinette Walker, a.k.a. Young Ant.
Well, I want to say shout out to District 287 and to all my supporters and Team Ant and State Services for the Blind. And I want to give a big shout out to my counselor up in here, you know. But I just want to say to always stay positive and keep your head held high. Every day I hold my head, my head up high, hold it over to the sky, And no matter what you're going through, you can't give up, because there's always a brighter side at the end of the tunnel. My name is Antoinette Walker, a.k.a. Young Ant. I am currently completely blind. I went blind a little over a year ago, and I am currently learning to cope and adjust with Braille and mobility and technology techniques. Another, I say, method of cope I'm using is I'm creating songs expressing my journey and how I'm feeling and everything that I've gone through since I've been blind. I can't see, but still I'm rocking designer clothes. When I step out, I got the latest J's on my toes. I had no idea that I would be doing this. I actually thought I would be a novelist. I was a big writer prior to me going blind, but I grew up around rap music and hip-hop music, and my father is a musician, so I kind of grew up around listening to rappers and such. And once I went blind, I kind of became more in tune with music. It was like my outlet. So that's what I would do when I was feeling upset or didn't know what to do or was just fed up with everything. I would just go in my room, turn on my music, and just tune the whole world out. And one day, I was listening to music, and I just thought, maybe I could do this one day. Ignore the negativity, just gonna let them hate. The sky's the limit if you wanna put your mind to it. Anything is possible, but first you gotta grind for it. And I was thinking it would be perfect for me to write a song about my life and my story. So I just started going through a couple of beats, and I just found one that stuck out to me, and then I started writing my story. I was taught, sitting around stressing, get you nothing. You better get up, get out and get you something. Well, once I started it and got the hook down and stuff, I called my mom downstairs and I was like, Mom, I got something I want you to hear. And she was like, okay, what is it? So I started playing the beat for her and then I started singing the hook. And then she was like, okay, what's next? And I'm like, well, that's all I got so far. I got to finish it. And she was like, I like it so far. You gonna keep going? And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna finish it. It took me about 4 hours to complete it. After I was done with it, I took it to my dad, let him hear it, and he loved it, and immediately they wanted to get me in the studio to record it. Yeah, it's my life. I say it's my story. I'ma take you back to the year 09. That's the year I went blind up in my left eye. I was like 51 when I hit the scene. I ain't really tripped though, because the kicker still see. I say it's my story of my journey. I lost sight in my left eye at the age of 11. 6 years later, I lost sight in my right eye. Down, baby girl, cause you can handle this. I said, no, Mom, take me to New. State Services for the Blind has been helping me a lot with, you know, continuing on with my life after and working on how to become a better
person and a better artist. I've been working on getting a couple of different tools that could possibly help me. I've been working with different technology skills. I'm working with JAWS right now. I'm getting orientation and mobility, and I am getting Braille. Yeah, I started doing Braille labels around my room on different things on my dresser and my drawers and stuff. You know, it gives me more practice to read and stuff at home. I have a white mobility cane. I like my cane. It helps me a lot. It's my eyes. I can't see, but I can still hear, trying to make it through this dark, no sight, no fear. Gotta leave motivation for the visually impaired. If you put God first, you can make it anywhere. Yeah, people are always trying to grab my arm or jump in front of me or step in front of me or say, wait, hold on, there's something right there. And I'm just like, I got it, I know, my cane's gonna catch it. And they're just like, okay. Basically, everyone who's ever believed in me and never doubted me is Team Matt. All my fans and all my supporters. Yeah, I want to be a music producer. I want to create the beats. I want to create the music. I want to do all of it. That's all you hear. Lost the vision, but I'm still here. Now I'm motivating. Trend said, so hashtag, no sight, no fear. Team Ant, that's all you hear. Lost the vision, but I'm still here. Team Ant originally started in a small classroom consisted of a couple of friends. It gradually progressed into fans and supporters all across the world. January 7th, I opened up for an up-and-coming rap artist from Chicago. She was on tour, and Minnesota was one of her destinations. And I got a chance to open up for her at the Capri Theater. I was so nervous. But once I got out there, I just kind of introduced myself, gave them a little background of my story and, you know, what I was about to rap about. And then once I started rapping my lyrics, I just became more comfortable. And then I just kind of let loose and just rock the stage. But I know that if I get my team behind me, I can handle any everything. Cause they ain't never doubt. Team Man, that's all you hear. Lost the vision, but I'm still here. Now I'm motivated. By the time I was walking off the stage, everyone in the building was yelling Team Man and cheering Team Man. Trend saying so, hashtag, no sight, no fear. Team Man, that's all you hear. I wanna say shout out to District 287. They helped out a lot. They were a big support. They provided me with different services and different mobility services and different VI teachers to come and work with me. They also helped me with trying to cope emotionally and keeping me focused and just letting me know that I have to just keep going and everything is going to be okay. And to just know that even though I went blind, it doesn't stop me, and I'm still smart like I was before, and there's nothing has really changed. It's just a different way of living. So they was really supportive in helping me continue on and in a new direction in my new life. I know you wonder how I do it. I can't write and I can't see. I'm on this track freestyling, and I still kill this beat like Team Ant. And to all my supporters and Team Ant and State Services for the Blind, and I want to give a big shout out to my counselor up in here, you know. My parents are the biggest supporters on my team. They're there with me hands-on. They've been there with me through the whole thing. Literally every emotion I felt, every struggle I've went through, every challenge, every fight, they've been there with me through the whole thing. They are Team Ant. This right here goes out to all my supporters, better known as Team Ant. We starting a new movement. Let's get it. Team Ant. Okay. My music's on YouTube at Young Ant
I'm on SoundCloud at YoungAnt1121. You can find me on there. And you can also find my music on Facebook at hashtag Team Ant. And you can find me on Twitter at YoungAnt1121. Next month, I will be performing in Atlanta, Georgia, March 26th at the Harlem Nights in downtown Atlanta. I want to say to those out there that are going through what I'm going through or have been through what I've been through, I just would like to say, I know that it might seem like it's really hard and there's no one can understand how we feel being in the dark, but it's always other outlets and there's always things that we could do to occupy ourselves and preoccupy our time and just look deep within yourself and you might find a different talent or a gift that you might not even knew existed. And to just keep your head high and count your blessings and just remember that it always gets better.
This is God's plan. My mama told me be strong and hold your head up. That's what I tell myself every time I'm fed up. I do it for the team and the visually impaired. Yelling no sight, no fear, cause we ain't never scared. I can't see, but still I'm rocking designer clothes. When I step out, I got the latest J's on my toes. This life I live, every day's a new lesson. So I wake up, say a prayer, then I count my blessings.
Antoinette Walker, Young Ant. Be sure to check the show notes and find the links to her SoundCloud, YouTube, and find her on Twitter. And if you're a transition age student so you can set your goals for the future, be sure to check out your state services and see what they can do for you.
When we share
what we see through each other's eyes,
we can then begin to bridge the gap
between the limited expectations and the realities
of blind abilities.
For more podcasts with a blindness perspective, check us out on the web at www.blindabilities.com, on Twitter at blindabilities, download our app from the App Store, Blind Abilities, that's two words, or send us an email at info@blindabilities.com. Thanks for listening.